Pause recording button.
Okay, so I'm back, so I'm just going to get right into it. A couple months ago, late September, we go to our monthly meetings. I'm not going to say what they're for, but, you know, it's just, I'm a part of it because I want to help my community and advocacy, and I believe in good, positive things. And there's people just have things against certain blindness organizations that I refuse not to get into that. But the point is we were at our monthly meeting and we met somebody who had been a friend of the president of our chapter for a while. And there's one side of her that's very talented, has potential. She's very independent, very sweet, very kind, and could be a good person to people. But unfortunately, there's another side of her, and I'm not going to give out names for confidentiality reasons, but there's another side of this person that makes you not want to be friends with her because she has a condition known as borderline personality disorder. And I'm not a psychiatrist, but I've learned that this condition, this illness, makes you very moody, you are so dependent on having a social circle. And when somebody rejects even just one phone call, automatically you immediately consider them to be not your friend, and you start waging this war against them. And our president has experienced this firsthand. Our president also works for a local guide dog school, and this person is a graduate of the school. And this person would be talking to our president, and she was just so busy with work and everything, and she doesn't get back to her in time. So, of course, she comes to me and says, "I don't know what it is about your council, but you guys have a lousy president. She never gets back to people, and how do you just dump people, and how do you da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da," and just starts waging this attack against her, and comes to me because she knows I'm very good friends with her. And she basically wants to drive a wedge in between us because she wants me all to herself. And then she talks very sweet to me. "I want to take you out for your birthday. And, you know, I want to be friends with people." But I've had to sit down and talk with her. And, you know, she told me she was getting therapy. And she told me it's not easy to admit that I have this mental disorder. But, you know, I'm trying to work on it. But I'm working on it is becoming more of a crutch to lean on than a true claim that she actually is working on something. Because I finally sat down and had to tell her, when you immediately assume that somebody has abandoned you, you make them uncomfortable and you push people away. And I tell you this as an honest and sincere person, because I wouldn't want you to push me away as a friend. You know, people are trying to help you. And in fact, we've heard, off the record from several people that they've helped her for years. And she just has this narcissistic way about her that everything revolves around her. And it's sad because, you know, she really has a lot of potential as a person and she really can bring a lot to the table, and she could be a valuable asset to somebody because there is a side of her that is good. And it's hard because you don't want to lose that. But at the same time, she
036.
Has her disorder, and it's making it very, very hard for anybody to be friends with her. I mean, people have gone for 5-10 years trying to befriend her, trying to help her. And then she moves out here and she's starting to cause hell in our town. So there's just a lot of things going on with her. And it's just getting out of hand. I'll be back for audio boo number 3. Sorry, but I just needed to get this off my chest.